Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The globalists call you dumb animals. They call you slaves. They call you insects, cattle. And you lap up their lies and their propaganda and you giggle about it and love being fools. Not talking about our audience, but some of the general public out there. It's time to stop being so naive. We covered how the government's openly announcing the end of posse comitatus and literal martial law to rule our daily lives, no due process, secret arrest, secret torture, secret camps. This is the freedom they want to give us while the border stays wide open. And while every major terrorist event leads back to the very people setting up the police state. Surprise, surprise. We'll also get into some good news, major gun victory for firearms owners. But, I mean, we're in the fight, folks. We're not going to lose this thing with God's help. But right now, let's go ahead and take some calls. Let's talk to Kai, and you're calling from Boston. Go ahead.
Yes, I am. I've been waiting.
Well, ma'am, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay.
I'm happy to hear you. My husband and I, we show some of your videos in our community.
Well, thank you.
And I wanted to mention, I think one of the problems is that our local officials and some of the legislators in our local communities that know what's going on with Homeland Security and things like that. Our teachers, the police force, that is now the military, they don't come out and tell what's going on. You know, they continue to pretend to the people in the communities that everything's normal. That's one of the problems. But anyway, I called to ask you a question because I have an illness. I cannot use computers. And we used to listen to you on the radio, but you were taken off, and we can't get you in shortwave in Boston. I wanted to know if you are on WBNW now because we found out the power hour is on there for 2 hours. That's 11:20 a.m.
I don't believe so.
Okay. You don't know if you're anywhere in Boston on the radio?
No, ma'am. I don't believe we are.
Okay. That's too bad because I really needed to hear you. Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, no, I'm sorry we're not on there. You might call that particular station. If they're carrying a show like Dave and Joyce, I've got a sneaking suspicion. This broadcast is obviously very similar, and there's a good chance of enough people call that station that they would pick up the broadcast. But let me just, add this point to the points that you're bringing up. A lot of local, quote, authorities, number one, we have to stop calling them authorities. I do it too. And officials. Just 10 years ago, they were called servants or representatives. Hey, you're my representative. Hey, you're my servant. Now they call us civilians. They call themselves authorities. These are definitions from the martial law rule book or lexicon. So see how they quietly introduce these terms. Also, that keyword compartmentalization. Most of your local authorities are compartmentalized and don't know what's going on. Okay, does that answer your question?
It does.
Well, God bless you. And I really, keep making the videos, keep making copies of them. And,
me too. Yeah, me too.
And you should be able to get us on shortwave. What frequency do you try to tune us in on?
We listen to, 9840. That's where we also hear the power hour.
So you are able to hear us on shortwave?
No, I'm able to hear the power hour.
Yeah, no, we're on 9.9.
Yeah.
What is it? 9.985?
Yeah, that won't come out here.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised. It's a pretty big frequency.
Yeah, it won't come out in my area.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that.
Me
thanks,
too.
Thanks for the call. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to take more of your calls and get into some of this other news. But, I mean, governments always want more power and control. They always want to dominate populations. We become a decadent, snot-nosed country, and we're going to be enslaved, and we're going to be raped. I mean, you want to be slaves, folks. You want to get shoved around and pushed around, and you want to really experience what we've been doing to the rest of the world. You're going to get a big, fat taste of it real soon. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most addictive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Free number to join us on air today. Got about 51 and a half minutes left in this broadcast. 1-800-259-9231. New Orleans was already a federalized city, and the entire operation, the subsequent breakdown, was all engineered so they could then push for more authority, more control, total martial law, clamp down on the American people, and more funds. And the feds came in and ordered the local police and others to start gun confiscations, and the FBI refused to render aid. They came in the backs of big army trucks and SWAT gear, and it was a great precedent-setting case to kick down doors. They've been drilling for this for so many years, hungrily, but now they got a chance to kick down doors and go in and engage in gun confiscation, and they learned what a futile task it was. Major victory for firearms owners and freedom in Louisiana. The NRA, ILA put this out. There's an even better press release put out by the Second Amendment Foundation. We had Mr. Gottlieb on, the head of the Second Amendment Foundation, Friday, talk about how the feds do want a precedent-setting case to get your guns nationwide. The United States District Court for the Eastern District in Louisiana today sided with the National Rifle Association and issued a restraining order to bar further gun confiscations from peaceable and law-abiding victims of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. But the feds have already been ignoring other rulings, so why should they care? This is a significant victory for freedom and for the victims of Hurricane Katrina. The court's ruling is instant relief for the victims who now have an efficient means of defending themselves from the robbers and rapists that seek to further exploit the remnants of their shattered lives, said NRA Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre. Joining LaPierre is inhaling the U.S. District Court decision was NRA Chief Lobbyist Chris W. Cox. This is an important victory, but the battle is not over. The NRA will remedy state emergency statutes in all 50 states if needed to ensure that this injustice does not happen again. The controversy erupted when the New York Times reported that the New Orleans Superintendent of Police directed that no civilians, again, that key word, folks, the authorities told the civilians, that's martial law nomenclature, words mean things. The controversy erupted when New York Times reported that the New Orleans Superintendent of Police, under FEMA direction, directed that no civilians in New Orleans will be allowed to have guns and that only law enforcement are allowed to have weapons. ABC News quoted the New Orleans Deputy Police Chief saying, "No one will be able to be armed. We are going to take all the weapons." That was on TV. So did Mayor Nagin. The NRA also pledged that it will continue its work to ensure that every single firearm arbitrarily and unlawfully seized under the directive is returned to the rightful law-abiding owner. Yeah, when hell freezes over. They didn't give them tags. They didn't give them records. They just drug them out by the hair. I mean, that rich lawyer in a $1 million house, high and dry, said, "You're not going to get my guns or my dead body." So a bunch of SWAT teams, this is admitted, got together, had a big planned operation because somebody dared challenge them, let some looters keep doing what they were doing in the central areas, and went in there and SWAT teamed his hind end. "You don't talk back to us, slave." And we showed him, "We got the guns, man, all right. Yeah, yeah, we're scum." And don't think for a minute these local SWAT teams won't come after your guns. The second they tell them, they'll line up your street and they'll make an example out of some of you. They'll put it all over the news as they punch a few holes in you and splatter you all over the wall. And, "Well, they could have been terrorists. Now get out here and turn them in. Hands up. Lay the guns down in front of you. This is for security. We don't like doing it, but it's an order and it's to keep you safe. Now do as you're told. We've been waiting a long time to let you civilians know you're slaves." And again, they had the regular army walk right up to San Francisco Chronicle reporters, right in front of a bunch of other major reporters, and say, "You know what? You show one of these dead bodies or any of our operations, and we're going to kill you." Just, this is in the newspaper. Just, this is an officer in front of the news knowing, "We're going to do what we do in Iraq to reporters that get in our way. We're going to kill you." Is that understood? And that officer, they give his name, he's not going to get in any trouble. That guy's going to be promoted. You watch, shooting straight to the top, folks. It's like Shoemaker. Runs the Waco operation. They send in Delta Force. They're all hiding out in the little book suppository building, the little bitty rock structure inside, concrete structure. They put a shape charge on there, and boy, I've seen the photos. It was splattered. They didn't burn inside there. They were blown into bits, little dead babies splattered up against walls. And Delta Force then and others celebrated. They posed in front of tanks and made, you know, big muscles. Like they'd done something really tough. There's some studs. Nothing like killing a 12-month-old baby, a 6-month-old baby. That's collateral damage, men. We're all getting double pay for hazard duty. We're getting a month off. They're flying us all to go scuba diving. I later learned this. We're all getting to go scuba diving in Roatan and Cozumel, and we're all getting medals. All right. Woo! Let's go into Dallas to the topless bars. Man. Oh, boy. Nothing like killing children. Nothing like desecrating America. And right in the heart of Texas in front of everybody. Man, look at Shoemaker. He's shooting up like a rocket after he ordered all this killing. Good job, Shoemaker. And the BATF had David Koresh's skull on their desk as a memento. That's all admitted. They trotted around. I mean, they're just a bunch of scum.
Our time to have our way with you is very close.
I mean, that's literally the mentality. And you ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Folks, I'm not kidding. I mean, we read the reports where these troops are quitting and going public, senior people now, where they just sit there for fun and just shoot women. All right, she's 5,000 yards. You think you can get her? $100 says you can't even get her on the first shot, a chest shot, head, nothing. $500, even more, says you can't hit her in the head. All right, watch this. Watch this. Watch what that kid she's walking with does when this happens. I mean, let me get a breath. All right, here we go. Boom! I'm spotting it. Whoa, did you see that bleeper's head? Man, you are the best! Just like, you know, we'll go out and take an old jug of water and put it up on a fence post at 500 yards away. These guys do the complete opposite. They use just women walking in the desert, splattering their heads. That's freedom. We ought to be proud of that. Don't you think you reap what you sow, America? 50 million abortions. Supporting these lies. You think you just get away with supporting the lie? You think you get away with it forever? You don't get away with it. You never get away with it. You always pay the piper. That's the way the world works. And now there are all these military men that do have souls, and they're going public about it. I'll never forget during the liberation, they're at the Baghdad Hotel, and BBC reporters and others had just witnessed the Marines shoot a bunch of little kids. I mean, little five-year-old kids and stuff. Just mow them down. And they just said, "You just killed children." And the Marines started chanting, "You bet we killed them little bleepers, and we're going to kill a lot more. We love it." You know, kill a commie for mommy got encouraged, and that's that pales in significance. See, now the Marine Corps cadence is throw the candy on the ground, watch the little bastards gather around, mow them down. I mean, I can't sing the whole song here on air; it's too profane. But now their chants are about killing children. What, you're not tough? What, you don't like it? I bet you're a weakling. I don't know. Back when Joseph McCarthy was in the Marines, they didn't have chants like that. And I think there were many cases had a lot more courage than our troops today. Plus, most of them grew up on farms and ranches and knew how to shoot better. You just can't find better marksmen than people who start shooting when they're five. I mean, they didn't have chants about killing children. So I don't know where you get this stuff. I mean, I don't know what happened to your souls, what happened to you. But and then chances are your own government's going to bomb you with an improvised explosive device or shoot you. Yeah, I mean, MI6, the Israelis, our own troops, they've all been caught shooting and bombing our own troops. You're not going to figure that out. There's people out there that'll bury their sons, bury their daughters, and still worship this government. Because they never read the Bill of Rights, they never read the Constitution, they don't know. Patriotism is loving the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and fighting corrupt people in government when they become destructive of those aims. You know, that's in the Declaration of Independence. I stand with that document. I stand with the Founding Fathers and our forefathers. I stand with Marbury versus Madison. You don't know where you stand. You, by the way, deep down know this is all true, but you're so afraid that you're going to go find the nearest boot to lick and suck on. Because you are cowards, first and foremost. First and foremost, you're cowards. Well, I'm not a coward. And I'm not afraid of some black ops squad double-tapping me in the head or taking me out to some barn, torturing me to death. I don't care. I'm more of a man than they'll ever be. I'm not a cancer. I don't hurt innocent people. I don't like exercising power on the weak or the meek. I stand up against bullies. And I always will. I will take it if the New World Order ever kills me as a blessing. Thank you, God, for using me in this fight. Use me up if that's what you want. Do it whenever you're ready.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why is Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are remove without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Next, both named John, both from Arkansas. Too bad one of you hung up. If you can get back in, I want the other John to call. Get two Johns from Arkansas in a row. They even called in the same time about 30 minutes ago. Let's go to that first John in Arkansas. John in Arkansas, then Bill, Robert, Jim, Elias, and others. Welcome, John.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex? It's an honor and a privilege to talk to you and speak to you.
Well, nice to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Well, I missed you when you the London and Jack, you did your remote call in, and Jack Wood and Eskin stood in for you. But I missed a chance to talk to you.
Well, welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. Oh, trust me. There's a lot on my mind. Here's the deal, right? Everybody's, like, in my state of Arkansas, right? Little Rock?
Yes, sir.
Everybody's in such a big hurry to welcome these evacuees in from Louisiana and Mississippi. And they come out, well, we got to do something we can to get them all resettled and get them jobs, stuff like that. But we don't want them to be homeless. But in the meantime, they forgot about the other part of the, you know, the starving city, the other homeless. The one they've been persecuted at the National Coalition for the Homeless has named Little Rock the number one meanest city in America. The way they treat homeless, shutting down camps and stuff, telling them to move on. And hey, they just love us to back talk and put a stick up sign in their hand. That's what's on my mind. Everybody's such a hypocrite that nobody really sees the real deal. See what I'm saying? Probably so far.
Oh, I agree with you. There's going to be more homeless in America as the economy melts down. And
good. It needs to. Now, see, let me tell you something. Your forefathers and everybody's forefathers were pioneers that made this country, and the people have gotten soft now. We and Cooper were right. They're nothing but sheeple.
I know. I mean, can you believe them openly announcing that Caesar is going to bring his troops into Rome? I mean, they're actually doing it. They're announcing troops are going to run your life. I mean, it's total tyranny.
You mean his lordship? Lewis?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, right, his lordship. We forget. But so they act like a British lord. They don't act like no president.
Well, they call him his Supreme Excellency when he gives a speech at the UN. His Supreme Excellency, the President of the United States, George Walker Bush. And the UN representative introducing him kneels his head and goes, and they just grovel to power.
Well, let me bring up a case about this hurricane thing. You know, they said they didn't see this coming, right?
Yes, but FEMA actually had a drill that ended the day Katrina arrived of the exact same thing happening.
Well, let me tell you something, in Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals, they got think tanks all across the country that they pay money to say, hey, come up with a scenario. One guy said, how about a jar of peanut butter thrown at somebody drive to the drive-thru? Something like that. You know what I'm saying? They come up with scenarios all the time.
That's all they do. No, I it's true, yes.
And they throw money in it to see if could this be done. You know. And I wish there was a lot of stuff I could get on with you, get into with you about. But I wrote some articles, right, about, you know, immigration. We got a large immigration population here, right, from Mexico. They ain't calling any name, I'm just getting this. And when that hurricane thing kicked off in New Orleans, a lot of the illegal immigrants that were there came up here. See? So we also inherited some of New Orleans trash. They ain't talking legal or green card carrying citizens. Now, I wrote some articles about this very subject that thing would explode months ago. You know, and I wrote about one, two, five articles.
Well, we can survive as a country if we just let entire third world populations in, and the globalists are for it. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Bill in Florida. Bill, welcome. Yes, Bill. Bill is busy watering the yard or something, so we'll just let him go. Robert in South Dakota. Robert, go ahead.
Oh, I love your show, Alex. The wolves have come to huff puff and blow down the houses of all these people in the Gulf Coast, obviously. The hurricanes are obviously stage actors to move in to give everybody the right problem, reaction, solution, so we can all demand that the Department of Defense takes over with regular troops to run our lives. Of course, we saw this morning Bush said he's going to monitor the success of this operation from NORTHCOM. But what I called in is I just was watching the news on MSNBC, and they just arrested Cindy Sheehan. Are you still there?
So they did arrest her.
Yeah, they arrested her and said, well, she was looking forward to being arrested when she went to the White House, and the report was on for like 30 seconds. The report was, well, she went to the gate to ask to see, you know, the audience with the king, Lord Bush, and after being told to move along, she resisted doing so, and so they had to arrest her, but she wouldn't move along. Standing on a public street in Washington, D.C. is now the biggest crime in fear of the New World Order. We can't have you doing that.
Stay there. I want to hear more about this. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll take all your calls. 800. Well, we'll get the number out when we get back. Be sure and visit the websites, InfoWars.com and InfoWars.net.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The keychain attachable nuke alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the nuke alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented nuke alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping, or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Yes, Sidney Sheehan was arrested earlier today for protesting the maximum great dear leader, the fighter pilot ace of Vietnam. Oh, yes, he was a fighter ace. I haven't heard that once in the news. Some say he was a fighter ace. Look at how he looks so good in that military flight uniform. Well, you know, he is kind of a fighter ace. I saw that on Fox News. That's why it looks so good on him. Man, we're really blessed to have a leader like him. Wow. But again, he's just a puppet. They're getting Hillary all lined up and Schwarzenegger, is kind of the second stringer. And it won't matter. Hillary's for the war. Hillary's for all the same stuff. She's for the police state. And we saw all the preparations to get rid of Posse Comitatus, the National Guard in the airports, the National Guard on the streets and at the subways, giving you that imprint, that image. And now, we need regular federal troops to engage in law enforcement. I mean, even in Rome, the regular army didn't go around carrying out what the city guards did. I mean, this is just, you want to live in a third world cesspit, you're going to live in one, folks. I mean, but they don't teach that in schools, though. They teach you how to be a mindless idiot. So you try to talk to the general public, they just sit there and drool at you and go, did you hear about the football game? Did you hear about my new iPod? I'm going on a nice vacation. Ugh. George Bush is a conservative. You are a liberal. Just mindlessness. I'm sorry if I sound really negative today. I'm just in a bad mood, folks. Let's go back to Robert in South Dakota. Robert, finish up what you were saying about our great maximum leader.
Yeah, the early spin on it was that they said, well, she was looking forward to being arrested, and then they changed that at the end of the report, saying, well, there was no actual quote from Cindy saying she looked forward to being arrested, but her followers, yeah, now they're her followers, were looking forward to being arrested to make their point. And these black-booted thugs with brains the size of peas, you know, had to ask, call into the White House, well, is she allowed to see our God King now? No, she's not. Well, then arrest her, because she's starting an incident at the gate. You know, even in the Old Testament, they were allowed to come before the king and beg for an audience for the king at the gate. And now today, that is just unacceptable, Alex.
Well, actually, in England, 400, 500 years ago, if you had the nerve to go demand an audience with the king had to give you one. There were big lines every day of people wanting the audience.
Well, they are obviously so terrified of the people seeing this little woman with a dead son go before the maximum leader and beg for an audience that, boy, they're afraid that the whole country is going to stand up and say, hey, yeah, maybe we can go get an audience with a king.
He's more than the maximum leader, the supreme commando leader, secret Delta Force commander, just an incredible. Thanks for the call. Just don't you even talk bad about him and all his little male prostitutes dancing around him. He's a leader, okay? A leader. Don't you ever forget it. He's a commander. He's a leader of men. He's a... Jim in Arkansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
That was really funny, Alex. I agree. I've been listening to your program for a couple of years now, as well as the others on GCN and the other network, RBN and what have you. And while I agree with most of what you and, you know, your guests and what a lot of the other folks say, regarding the military-industrial complex, New World Order, and what have you, I can't support your show, Alex, and I can't promote you. You know, I've got a copy of your Road to Tyranny video, but...
Look, get it out and get it over with, sir, and move along.
Well, sure. It's your perspective on the environment.
Okay, I'm listening.
Well, I feel like the New World Order and military-industrial complex like you because... You both oppose environmental protection. You know, the New World Order industrial complex sees the environment simply a source of raw materials, what have you. And I feel like you do, too, to a certain extent. And, you know, absolute private property rights and what have you, and you refer to environmentalists as just land grabbers. You know, you write them off, and you don't allow the people on your show to defend themselves that you disagree with. I mean, you will allow them if they call in, I suppose, such as you're doing me, but... I mean, I'm not seeing you or the Derry Brownfields of the world having people on their show countering all these accusations and what have you that I hear coming out of you guys.
Well, number one, sir, we have a rule that if you disagree with me legitimately, that is, you really disagree, mm-hmm. you go to the head of the line. So,
sure.
Jim, if you would have told the folks running the board that you disagreed, you'd have been on 30 minutes ago.
I did tell them.
Okay, well, they forgot to tell me that. You know, our network is small, and they have them doing too many things, like chopping up the news to put the news on for the next hour.
Yep.
By that, it comes down off the satellite, and they got to, you know, put the ads in and stuff. And
sure.
I mean, they got one guy doing the job of like five people, so that's why I forgot to tell me that.
Well, no problem. But
let me just address this to you right now. That's fine. In fact, put him on hold, because I'm gonna have my say first. Okay? Jim, number one, you out of the gates imply that we censor, and that's not true. We ask what your name is and where you're calling from, and if you say you disagree with us, they're supposed to tell me you're supposed to go to the front of the line. I was not told you disagreed, or perhaps you weren't clear, but now you're on the air. And you obviously don't listen very often because it is admitted that the modern dominant environmental movement is funded by British Petroleum and the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, LePew Charitable Trust, and many others. who openly are funding through the federal government moves to destroy private property rights, where you own 10 acres and you can't build anything on it retroactively, or where you can't have a fence around your shop to keep the rattlesnakes out because they say that's abusive to the rattlesnakes. I mean, that's mainstream news. Or the Environmental Protection Agency caught releasing certain types of woodpeckers that have never lived in, say, an area of the Midwest, and then saying, oh, now you can't have cornfields here anymore because we found this woodpecker. So I'm not saying there aren't real environmental problems. And if somebody dumps toxic waste or somebody does something bad, they can be sued or they can criminally be charged. The big environmental movement itself, the moves for global taxation through all of this and Agenda 21 and all of it, is a system to deindustrialize this country. And, I mean, you take the Kyoto Protocol. 160-plus countries have to make zero cuts. We have to make massive cuts starting the first year of 20%. Now, folks, our economy's already teetering as it is. The greenhouse gases we're putting out are a total red herring. Volcanoes, conservatively, one large eruption will produce, on average, the last big one they had, produced 10 times the gases that cars put out in an entire year. So I want you to understand that first and foremost. And so they use these false crises, let's have a tax on fuel, let's have a tax on, when the same people are suppressing new clean energies that are 30 years old. So I've been to the farmers and ranchers, little 100-acre spreads that have been in the family for over 100 years, and they're taking their land from them, buddy. Okay, I've been there. I've seen it. I've dealt with it. I've looked at what's happening in New London, Connecticut, where people have had land for 150 years, 120 years, three-story homes on the tax rolls at $300,000, and they're getting offered $60,000 because the city condemned it and says, we're not even going to pay you just value, not even best price. Best value. And, I see this, and I deal with this, and I look at this every day. This is nothing but feudalism. Look up feudalism or serfdom in the encyclopedia. It's where the lords own all the property, and we're the slaves. And it's a system of control against the population. Domestication. So, number one, people who come up with the leverage thing of, I won't support your show, I don't want your support. Listen, I don't want your support, so I won't take it. Don't listen to my show anymore. Now, I'm not here to convince you and to lick your boots and to go through all this with you. I've dedicated my life to this fight, and it's not about Alex Jones. And if you want to sit there and say that I'm bad and put words in my mouth and say all this, I've talked to the environmentalists, and by and large, they're a bunch of well-meaning, bug-eyed idiots who you can sit there and explain this to them until the cows come home about how big money is behind the current environmental movement to steal property that has nothing to do with stopping the chimeras, or that is the multi-species creations they're making in plants and animals, or the open-air growing of these pharmacological crops, or all the things that are going on that are destroying the biosphere right now, that are clearly starting to cause even problems with the plankton, which could potentially cause a new dark age of death. I mean, we're talking about major die-off in the ecosystems. Then it would come back, but it would take thousands of years. And we're talking about potential mass extinctions and things along these lines. And, I'm worried about them. I'm worried about them. I'm not against charity, but the Red Cross has been caught ripping people off. They're a criminal organization. So is it bad that I say the Red Cross is bad? I've caught a bunch of criminal environmental groups running scams. Does that mean that I'm against all environmental groups? No, it doesn't. I'm for some animal rights. I don't think you should torture dogs and cats, and I don't think you should torture a horse, but I think you have the right to put a cat or dog or horse down. I think a guy who kills a rat that was, eating his tomatoes with a club and then gets arrested for it, in New York City, and that's ridiculous. And then, FEMA's caught mass-killing animals. This is what they're into. You make these big general statements, and I don't have all day to talk to you. I'll take a few more calls and hit some other news, Jim. But now you can come back if you're still there for a minute or two.
Yeah, I'm here, Alex. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you're making a lot of generalizations as well. And,
all right, thanks for the call. Just don't listen. Is that the only word you got is generalization? I don't care. Do you understand? I don't try to curry favor with people. You understand that? Okay, you don't like me, fine. It isn't about that. I'm not trying to be mean here either, folks. I mean, I've done the studying. I spend the time doing this. I know what I'm talking about. And if you'd have called in with some legitimate thing, like you got this date wrong, or I think you're wrong about that, I'd say, okay, I'll check it out. If I'm wrong, I'll come here and I'll correct myself, because I want good information. But just to say things about me that I didn't say makes me mad. Okay? So c'est la vie. See you in the next life, buddy. All right? See you in heaven, hopefully. Let's go ahead and... you think I'm worried about people not supporting me? I mean, I've been offered a boatload of money to go sell out to the New World Order, and I said no. And it gets easier each time you say no, folks. Just somebody trying to leverage me with, I'm not going to support you. Good. Don't. I could care less, buddy. Let's go ahead and talk to Elias in Michigan. Elias, go ahead. All right, that's it for calls. I'm done with calls for today. I don't want to take any more. I've got some news I need to cover that is very, very important here. You know, it's this attitude in America of caring what other people think about us and being afraid of this or that. That's why we're slaves. That's why we're in the position we're in, because we care way too much what other people think about us. You know, I care about the people that love this country, and I care about the people that are involved and informed, and I care about the people that stand up for the little guy. And, you know, frankly, I've just gotten tired of mincing my words. There are so many of these patriot for profit people I want to expose that have the nerve to talk about me bad every day, and then they're the ones that have got a beam in their eye when I got a speck in mine. And I've talked about it. I mean, I may just expose all of them. And I've gotten to the point where I'm not going to put up with people's garbage anymore. You know, I've sacrificed my whole life for this fight, folks. I mean, almost my every waking hour, it's crazy. And I can handle criticism, but I can't handle false criticism. And I just won't put up with it. You know, I got people still sending me emails saying gun confiscation isn't going on. And I mean, at a certain point, I can't even entertain it. At a certain point, there's no point in even listening to it. Because it isn't about Alex Jones, folks. Let me just give you a newsflash. There are people that call you animals who want to kill you, and they're building a police state to do it. With them, it isn't about jet airplanes or money or power. They've had all that for generations. For them, it's about the exercise of raw power. And Henry Kissinger, in declassified documents, says that he wants to kill you and your family. Okay? Ted Turner and Prince Philip and Jacques Cousteau and Peter Singer and 100 other prominent people openly shoot their mouths off about it. They're doing it. They're turning America into a police state. Your children are playing video games where they simulate murdering people and killing patriots and hunting down citizens. Your troops are doing drills to do it all over the country right now. Foreign troops are here right now. They're putting poisons in the food and the water. You know, all of this is real. I'm upset. I'm upset about this. I'm worried about this. And people can't shift their paradigm. Obviously, the neocons say that they want to reduce environmental statutes. That's only any environmental statutes that actually did restrict any of the corporations, while they expand the statutes that affect the little guy. You know, it's just people can't see it or they can't get it. It's either you're for every environmental law or you're for none of them. And, folks, we're not even playing checkers, and the other side is playing chess. And I want to say to the military and the police and everybody out there listening, I mean, you're giving your children hell on earth. I mean, you're doing something. You're cutting your nose off to spite your face. You think by working in the system and serving the system and being part of it, you think by always being a yes man, you move up in the world, and you don't. That is a recipe for stagnation and then infection and then death. You know, I was reading, and I'm doing some research for a new film about Satanism. Satanism is a component of the film, and I was reading Anton LaVey's Satanic Bible yesterday. Well, total scum, and It's all about how, oh, we're good because we're pure and we only care about ourselves and we're greedy and greed is good and blah, blah, blah. And then again, that's like a cancer saying it's elite because it's taken over the body. There's nothing elite about it. It kills the host organism itself. It kills societies. And if these guys hadn't had a conscience or a soul left, they couldn't do what they're doing. It'll make a person who has God in them sick. It'll make you nauseated, folks. It'll make you want to vomit. They see that as weakness. They see it as strength that they're able to basically just sit there and cut their own fingers off. Oh, look, I'm powerful. I can sit here with a knife like I'm cutting a carrot and just slice little salami slices of my finger off. That's the New World Order. Oh, look, we're strong. We can stick our hand in this blast furnace. When they're just weak, diseased cowards. Being a coward is the start of evil, folks. That's when you start giving in to evil is because you're a coward. All right, we'll come back and hit some final news in the final segment. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
And I'm thankful for all the affiliates, the sponsors, the listeners. I just am depressed about the state of this country. I should be more positive. People really are waking up right now. There's a lot of good things happening. There's still a lot of good out there. I'm just so thankful for all the things that God has provided for us. It's just hearing a bunch of bull gets really old. You know, sniveling tones in people's voices and all of it just makes me sick. And maybe I'm taking my anger out on caller like the one earlier, because I'm angry about him openly announcing the Indeposit Comitatus. It just seems no matter what we do, they're going to go ahead with what they're going to do, and I'm just sad. Now, we need to keep waking people up, because as they carry out their process, the resistance will only grow, and we're going to win this fight. But slavery isn't freedom, and I don't know how I'm supposed to explain that to people, but slavery doesn't deliver freedom or security or anything. It delivers slavery. Bill would permit DNA collection from all those arrested, suspects arrested, or detained. Well, they detain people every day by federal authorities, could be forced to provide samples of their DNA that would be recorded in a central database under a provision of a Senate bill to expand government collection of personal data. It does a bunch of other stuff, too. Every child born who's 33 years old or younger, it started 33 years ago, that blood they take out of your heel, one ampule does go to the health department. They can test it for blood diseases right there. The other one goes to a federal database. That's public. See, they don't ask you, folks. They start doing it. Then they announce it decades later. In 1 year, Halliburton's stock doubles as troops' deaths double. Halliburton Watch. Since the beginning of the war, Halliburton, the Texas energy giant, once headed by Vice President Dick Cheney, has seen its stock price more than triple in value. When the U.S. invaded Iraq in March of 2003, Halliburton's stock was selling for $20 per share. Today, that stock is at $66 a share. Again, it's doubled in value just in the last year. Most of that growth just in the last year. Also, the number of troops has doubled to right at 2,000, and it's a lot higher than that. And Halliburton will get to stay there a long time because our government's carrying out most of the terror attacks. Caught red-handed, by the way. Hillary Clinton wants to restrict the Internet. Drudge has this from one of her speeches. And she said, we've got to do something to impose new media restrictions to stop Internet reports of sexual impropriety. You can go read the quotes of that at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Big story here. Could have spent all day on it, but it's just the New Criminologist magazine picking up on it. London bomber mastermind was working for MI6. It's always the same story. And then the U.S. Army plans to buy bulk anthrax. The U.S. military wants to buy large quantities of anthrax, a controversial move that is likely to raise questions over its commitment to treaties designed to limit the spread of biological weapons. Well, under U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1020, under U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, they authorized to use it lethally on us, and they did. Back after 9/11, Bush was on Cipro, and their boys launched an anthrax attack. We even know the name of the person in the Senate out of Fort Detrick. We are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central, as we tell you the awful truth, as we lance the wound, try to get the pus out of there. I'm sorry, but that's what we do here. Exposing it is a big part of it. Sunshine has a way of disinfecting this stuff. We can turn the corner, but it's going to take, standing up, staying focused. None of us agree on every point, but I think we do agree that we don't want to be a police state, martial law country. In the last 20 seconds, please go to InfoWars.com if you do want to support us and get all the documentary films, or call toll-free to get them, 1-888-253-3139, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv to see it all online. But the bookstore and video store is there at InfoWars.com. All right, God bless you all. Take care.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.